This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Keralam and Tamil Nadu today. In Keralam, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 10,800 crore rupees at Ernakulam this afternoon. Prime Minister Modi will also address a gathering during the program. In Tamil Nadu, the Prime Minister will launch projects worth about 5,650 crore rupees in Tiruchirappalli. The projects cover key sectors like petroleum and natural gas infrastructure, rural connectivity and highway development. The Prime Minister will also flag off 5 new train services and address a gathering on the occasion. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved extension of Jal Jeevan Mission up to December 2028 with an enhanced outlay of nearly 8.7 lakh crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the Cabinet has approved Jal Shakti Ministry's proposal to restructure and reorient the implementation of the Jal Jeevan Mission from infrastructure creation to a service delivery.
The Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 is being completely restructured and reoriented. The focus is now on shifting from infrastructure creation to service delivery. Jal Jeevan Mission 1.0 was mainly about creating infrastructure, building the basic foundational work that was required. Now the emphasis will be on service delivery and service quality. In Jal Jeevan 2.0, focus will be on how communities can be involved and how operation and maintenance can be strengthened. The allocation for the mission has also been increased to 8.70 lakh crore rupees.
The Cabinet has approved changes to guidelines on investments from countries sharing a land border with India to attract greater foreign investment from global funds into startups and deep tech sectors. Mr. Vaishnav said Cabinet has also given nod to proposal for declaration of Madurai Airport in Tamil Nadu as an international airport. The government has assured that there is no energy shortage for domestic consumers in the country and there is no reason to panic. The government said it is committed to ensure uninterrupted supply of affordable energy to domestic consumers of the country. In a social media post, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri highlighted that India's energy imports are continuing to flow in from different sources and routes. Meanwhile, oil companies have enhanced LPG production in the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a detailed conversation last evening with Iran's Foreign Minister Syed Abbas Araghchi on the latest developments regarding the ongoing conflict in West Asia. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they agreed to remain in touch. This was their third telephonic conversation since the start of the conflict between Iran and US-Israel joint forces last month. Dr. Jaishankar also spoke to his German counterpart, Johann Wadephul, and South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun and discussed the situation in West Asia. Mr. Cho Hyun said on a social media that they discussed the situation in West Asia, which is having a major impact on global security and the economy, and agreed to maintain close communication on measures to ensure the safety of Indian and South Korean nationals as the situation develops. As the conflict in West Asia enters its second week, commercial shipping through the Strait of Hormuz has ground to a halt, with tanker traffic down by more than 80%. Approximately 150 tankers are currently anchored in open waters outside the strait, holding an estimated 16 billion litres of oil, waiting for conditions to stabilise before attempting passage. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, and the Indian Navy jointly conducted 4 successful in-flight release trials of the indigenous air-droppable container ADC-150 from the P-8I aircraft off the coast of Goa. In the AFIH Women's Hockey World Cup 2026 qualifiers, India will take on Wales in their final Pool B match in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.